This is part two of our Saturday devotions, and we're coming out of Psalms 90, the oldest psalm in the book of Psalms. And we did our intro, so you're right where you need to be. You know, Numbers, the book of Numbers, Numbers 33, in fact, names 42 different places Israel camped during their journey. But no matter where Moses lived, God was always his home. He lived in the Lord. He knew how to abide in the Lord and find strength, comfort, and encouragement and help for each day's demands. Moses pitched a special tent outside the camp where he went to meet with the Lord. We've heard information. We've read it. We've heard it preached. But I want you to experience this. Moses, he pitched a special tent outside the camp where he went to meet with the Lord. This is the Old Testament equivalent of the New Testament admonition. Abide in me. He pitched a special tent, and the name of that tent was Abide in Me. It's the same as we read in John 15, verses 1 through 11. We must all make the Lord our dwelling place. Moses addressed God as Elohim, the God of power, and the God of creation. He described God giving birth to the mountains. He described that as God being the one giving birth to the mountains. And that's incredible. And forming the world. To people in the ancient world, mountains symbolized that which was lasting and dependable. And to the Jews, mountain spoke of the everlasting God of Israel. There were six generations from Abraham to Moses. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Levi, Kohath, Amram, and Moses. And the same God had guided and bless each one of them. Those of us who have godly ancestors certainly have a rich heritage and ought to be thankful in the midst of a changing world, living as we do in a frail tent. It is good to hear Moses say, "The eternal God is your refuge and dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms of our God." And you find this in Deuteronomy chapter 33:27. And he said, "We live in the midst of a changing world," and I know you agree with me. We are living in a changing world. And we're doing it in frail tents.